If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, beginning with verse 30. Let us hear the word of the Lord. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He didn't want any distractions. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But his disciples didn't understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Diane said this morning to the folks sitting up in the balcony, she says, "You didn't get this one sheet that we have." And she goes, "Well, so let me explain it to you." And I had a chuckle. I mean, you've heard the expression, one brick shy of a full load, a couple cards shy of a full deck. She was telling them they were one sheet shy of a full bulletin. I know what she was saying to them. You people aren't right up there. This passage here in Mark was given for a reason. There's nothing in the Bible that's there just for the fun of it. But it has been put into the Bible by the power of the Holy Spirit after a careful selection process for a reason. And here Jesus is telling us that they're on the road. He's teaching his disciples. They're away from everybody else because he doesn't want any distractions. And he tells them this fantastic news, news that would change the world for all eternity. Powerful news that the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and in 3 days he will rise again. They knew he was talking about himself, but they didn't get it. They didn't understand it, and so they didn't want to ask him about it. Instead, what did they do? They argued about who was the greatest among them. Have you ever been there? Have you ever gone up to somebody and you know, told them, "Wow, I got a big promotion today at work, and I'm so excited. It's going to mean more money and better benefits for me and my family, and I just can't wait." And you tell them that, and then they look at you, and they say, "No," they look at you and they say, "I hear it's supposed to be cloudy tomorrow." I'm sure you've been there. You've gone up to somebody and said, "Well, the doctor said that I've got these symptoms and they don't know what they can do." And they look at you and say, "Guess who I ran into shopping yesterday? Hey, I'm getting married. Boy, the Pirates won last night." It's like Jesus told them the most important news in the world. Then he was going to rise from the dead. Break the chains of death forever. And they're like, "I wonder which one of us is the greatest." Oh, come on. They were inwardly focused, thinking about themselves. That's why this is in here. That's why Jesus, he gathers them together when they get to their destination. And he says, "What were you guys talking about?" "I'm not saying anything because we were arguing about who was the greatest. I'm not telling them that." Well, Jesus already knows, right? Jesus says, "Hey, I know what you were talking about." And he tells them, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." Anybody who wants to be the greatest, who wants to be first with God, you want to be important in church. I'm going to tell you what, it even works at work. You must be the servant of all. The servant of all. Humble yourself, the Bible says, and God will raise you up. Jesus wanted them to get their eyes off of themselves and get an outward focus. And then he takes a child, a little child, puts his arms around him and shows the disciples just how important that child is to him. Because if you remember, it also says in the Bible that when the children were gathering around Jesus, the disciples tried to chase him away. And he said, no, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. Heaven is made up of little children. People who are in need and who are innocent. And so he has this little child, wraps his arms around this little child, and he tells his disciples, anybody who welcomes this child in my name welcomes me. Anybody who welcomes me doesn't really welcome me, but the one who sent me, because I represent the Heavenly Father. And so when you're dealing with me, you're dealing with the Heavenly Father. Welcoming little children. What is it about little children? They're needy. Boy, are they needy, huh? And I'd like to say that goes away at some age. No way. Let me tell you, they need fed, clothed, disciplined, loved, transported, did I say educated? They're so needy. And Jesus uses children to represent not just children, but to represent anybody in need. Because there are a lot of needy people. And in Matthew chapter 25, the king takes the sheep and the goats and he separates them, one on the left and one on the right. And he tells them that you have fed me, you've clothed me, you've visited me, you've helped me. And they said, when did we do that? And the king says, whenever you did it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Unto the least of these, your brethren, the needy, children, people who are childlike, who are in great need. Whenever we are servants to everybody else and we help them and take care of them, then we're doing what God wants us to do. If you want to be first, you've got to be last. And the Bible also tells us that when you come into a banquet or a meeting, don't sit at the head of the table. Sit at the foot of the table in the lowest place, because then it'll look really good when they move you up. Because it'll look really bad if you're sitting at the head of the table and they move you down. Humility. Humility. We need to be a humble church. Not look at what we've done. Look at what we've done. But we need to be a humble church. We need to be a servant of all. We need to reach out and help these little children, these needy people in the world. All around us, we need to take care of them, because there are a lot of people who are hurting. People who are rich, are they needy? Oh, you bet. Everybody's got needs. People who are gainfully employed, who are bodybuilders, who are got all kind of talents, who are famous, are they needy? People have needs. People feel alone. They feel afraid. They feel confused. They need us to be Jesus to them. To be servants to them, to help them. It's what we're called to do. Now, we as a church do wonderful things. We've got food bank. We've got the giveaway. We've got the angel tree. We've got Easter baskets. We have healing services, grief support services, depression anxiety services, the blue Christmas service. What else do we do? There's a lot of things that we do to help people.
Work trip, the mission trip, absolutely. Choir goes out and sings at nursing homes. But we can't rest on our laurels. True humility says it's never enough. True humility says that we will seek and save those who are in need. We'll do more. And that's what we have to do. Which one of us would be greatest? The one who makes himself last. The one who makes himself a servant of all. We can't wait for it to happen. We've got to go out and do it. Don't wait for it to come to us. Don't wait for the needy to come here. Let's go get them. Jesus said that to be his follower, we have to deny ourselves. Deny ourselves. Deny our schedules, our goals, our hopes, our dreams. Deny all that. You have them, but push them aside. He said, and take up your cross. Take up your cross where you nail all of your fleshly desires, the cross that represents Jesus. Focus your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. We've got to do that daily. So, who wants to be the greatest? Then we've got to be last, and we've got to be a servant of all. How are we going to do that? God loves you, and so do I.